This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. What if we had an election and everyone came? Combine what could be a record turnout with not enough poll workers and a voting system still in flux. Well, that scenario could mean a perfect storm on November 4th. That's according to the nonpartisan website electionline.org. And Election Line's director Doug Chapin is here in our studio to lay out some of the concerns about this election cycle. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And let's talk about voter eligibility for starters. When you show up, will you be able to vote?
We certainly hope so. That's the goal of election officials across the country. I think the best piece of advice for every voter is check your registration before you go. Don't assume just because you filled out an application or that you've been voting for years that you will be on the list when you get there. The lists have changed and the number of new names on the list is so great that it can't hurt to be prepared before Election Day in order to avoid problems on Election Day.
And in terms of problems on Election Day, will you be required to show ID, especially if you're a first-time voter?
It depends. Some states, everyone is required to show ID. Other states, every first-time voter is required. Federal law, the Help America Vote Act, requires that if you register to vote, don't provide ID when you register and appear to vote for the first time, then you will be required to show some form of ID at the polls.
So check before you come, see what you need to bring. Let's say you make it past eligibility hurdles, you are able to vote. How are we voting mechanically? What have the problems been in the past that you might be looking for to crop up either in early voting or on November 4th?
Well, the voting technology question has dominated the election reform debate since 2000. I think probably the most significant change in 2008 is a general retreat from touchscreens and back to paper-based optical scan systems. What's most interesting is jurisdictions like those in South Florida that will be using their third separate voting technology, punch cards in 2000, touchscreens in 2004, optical scan in 2008. Anytime you make a change to your voting technology, no matter what the new technology is, you expose yourself to the risk of problems with voters, poll workers, and election officials.
Are there enough poll workers? Are jurisdictions ramping up the number of people who will be at the polls to handle what are expected to be these huge numbers of voters?
No idea if there'll be enough. Judging from the stories that we see from around the country, election officials know that they need as many as they can get. Hardly a day goes by where we don't see two or three stories with some local jurisdiction pleading with its citizenry to come out and be poll workers. I know, based on the primary experience, where many jurisdictions felt overrun, that they are actually planning for as big a turnout as they can imagine in order to be ready for those lines on Election Day.
Doug, what states are you going to be watching, especially looking for potential problems on Election Day?
Well, our report, we have 12 that we're watching. I think probably the ones that are most interesting are the ones where you have fierce competition on the ballot, but then also a high degree of change. And three that I think are most notable are Florida. You can't talk about election reform without Florida. Florida really is the poster child. You also can't talk about elections in this country without mentioning Ohio. Mm-hmm. If there is a controversy about elections, odds are it's touched Ohio in some way. Uncertainty about technology, fights between the Secretary of State and others about who belongs on the list and whether or not names have been properly matched. And then finally, I think a newcomer to the list, but one definitely worth watching, is Colorado. Colorado was one of the last states in the country to finish its statewide voter list as mandated by federal law. They've had some uncertainty about what kind of technology they're using. There's a huge increase in vote by mail. The incumbent Secretary of State is on the ballot for Congress, and their state election director resigned not too long ago. So the combination of fierce political competition and tremendous uncertainty about the process means that I think Colorado is one of those interesting states on Election Day.
Doug Chapin, director of electionline.org. It's a project of the Pew Center on the States. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.